With all the unease radiating out from the Middle East these days, it might not be quite as easy this Thanksgiving to put the rest of the world aside and just focus on family and friends. And it'll be all but impossible this year for American expats in Paris. This most American of holidays is usually a day when expats around the world cast their eyes homeward. But for some Americans in Paris this year, Thanksgiving will be all about France. Reporter Adeline Cyr caught up with two of them at a crowded cafe in the 11th arrondissement.
Jessica Walker and Andy McClure are good friends who both live in the area that was hit on Friday the 13th. Walker is a consultant who grew up in Boston and has been calling Paris home for 11 years. She was playing tennis on the other side of town that fateful night, so she found out about the attacks when she spoke to her relatives back in Boston. They were watching the news on CNN.
But if there's a European part of me...
I also think that there's a little bit of...
McClure is from Raleigh, North Carolina, and is an architect. He's resided in Paris for 8 years. Like many Parisians, he knows dozens of people who were affected by the attacks. McClure was home in the 10th district that night, just blocks away from Le Carillon Bar and Le Petit Cambodge restaurant, where 15 people were shot dead. He did not hear the shots being fired, but he did hear sirens all night long. This attack, he says, really hit the heart of his community.
Paris is it's a provincial place. It's not really a city in the classic sense. It's a neighborhood. And this is my neighborhood. I mean, this is like my blood. You know, this is where I go. I pass the Carillon, the Petit Cambodge, probably between 4 and 6 times a day.
McClure was a regular at the restaurants that were hit, but he says he hasn't felt particularly frightened since the attacks.
Fear was not an issue. I don't know, Jess, what did you think?
Maybe it's because I started drinking coffee again, so I'm a little more nervous.
Walker says she found herself hesitating recently about entering a shopping mall. She knows there are risks to living in a major metropolis.
I feel that there's always something symbolically that people are going to look to attack here. On my way here, I think I smiled at like 15 different people, and I got at least 9 smiles back. I need to connect to people. I need to connect to my neighborhood, and I need to connect to Paris.
Over the years in Paris, both Walker and McClure have gotten used to celebrating Thanksgiving with Americans and other expats, so the festivities tend to take unconventional turns. But after the past 2 weeks, Thanksgiving this year may be just another opportunity to get together with friends and talk things out.
Every day is different since what happened. I mean, I don't think Thanksgiving is going to be different specifically because of the attacks. I mean, it's pretty intense. Every time I see my friends and have a dinner for the last days, that's been the subject of the conversation.
And that conversation, says Walker, has provoked a bit of soul-searching.
This makes me feel more thankful, appreciative for what I've been given in life. It gives you a kick of awareness. And the things that we take for granted a little bit less. And we embrace the things that we sort of love all the more so. You always have the option of looking for a good in anything that happens. And so I'm feeling somber, and I'm feeling good.
I think the strongest emotion that I felt after the attacks was sadness. Somber is a good word as well. I just felt sad.
The attacks have not deterred McClure or Walker's plans to stay in France. On the contrary, Walker says, if anything, they've brought a deepened sense of belonging to the expat community.
There is a feeling that everyone who lives here, whether you have the citizenship or not, after what happened, you do feel French, and you feel that a French part of you was attacked in what happened.
In fact, Walker says she is now getting ready to apply for French citizenship.
Being able to say that I'm a French citizen is actually really important to me. To be able to vote here, I already pay my taxes here, so it's symbolic for me, and I feel like I belong here. I feel connected. Given what happened, I feel all the more so connected. In the people who lost their lives, a part of me was also lost, and a part of France was lost. And so it's actually become really important for me to be able to show sort of France that I stand with it as a country, that I'm not an outsider, to sort of be one, actually. I've never felt that way more so today than before.
For the world, I'm Adeline Cyr, Paris.